What do you do when you're facing a big decision? I suspect you probably ask people you think are wise, that you might know, have some experience in the matter you're thinking about. You might seek out other people who are either doing what you're thinking about or whatever. But do you pray? Jesus retreats to pray. He's got an important decision to make. He's going to choose the apostles, those 12 that were set aside for particular purpose, and he prays. Jesus gives this example to us over and over again in the gospel. Just when he seems to be at the height of his popularity, he's retreating to the desert. After feeding the large crowd, he recognizes that they're going to want to make him king, and he retreats. He tells the disciples to come away with him for a while. Time and again, he reminds us that it's important to recharge, to go to the Father, to spend time in prayer, to see what it is that God longs to do in our lives and in the lives of others. It's important for us not to neglect this real significant part of the spiritual life. In the midst of the hustle and bustle of life, it can be easy to say, I don't have time for this. I've got so many things to do. Jesus gives an example. We're never too busy for prayer. It may be that, well, this person needs me or that person needs me. And Jesus does cure a lot of people, but he also makes time for prayer. In the midst of our own lives, let us ask for the grace that we too, like Jesus, may go apart for a while and to pray that we might recognize that we're always in the presence of God.